عليه الصلاة والسلام thereafter told a person that is shaving the hair, خذ وأشار إلى جانبه الأيمن. We explain that there is a sequence that needs to be followed on the 10th of Zilhijjah. One is the stoning that will take place. The next is that a person will slaughter his animal. Thereafter, he shaves his hair. And thereafter, he performs the tawaf of ziyarah, and then he returns to Mina. So this hadith obviously got it short. He hasn't mentioned the whole thing, but from other hadiths, we get the sequence, and we also get the things that needs to be done on the 10th of Zilhijjah. So here the purpose that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi brought the hadith was to show us that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that when he needed to shave his hair, he told the halaq, the person that is shaving the hair, خُذْ وَأَشَارَ إِلَىٰ جَانِبِهِ الْإِيمَنِ. He indicated to him that start from the right-hand side. When you're removing my hair, even that also be so careful which side you're starting from. Start from the right-hand side. ثُمَّ الْأَيْسَرِ. Then you move on to the left-hand side of removing the hair. So when this chapter we're doing is that in all things that are noble, that are good, a person should try and start from the right-hand side to create that discipline in him. And I don't just do anything haphazard. Everything is thought about. There's a thought, there's a process that goes behind me doing any action, behind me saying anything, thinking anything, doing anything. A person is always very, very thoughtful. So even when it came to the shaving of the hair on this occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam indicated to that person that this is how you start. A few days ago we did the ghusl of the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Even on that occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam instructed the woman that is giving her ghusl that begin with the right hand side and begin with the places of wudu. ثُمَّ الْأَيْسَرَ. Then he indicated to this person that's cutting the hair, they do the left. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ يُعْطِيهِ النَّاسِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Thereafter, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he took that hair that was removed from him. This was an occasion of Hajjatul Wada, the last Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him that distribute this hair now. So all that hair, the Mubarak hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam that is found, ulama say it is coming from that occasion of the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, to allow the barakat to flow so that people can keep it and have some kind of tabarukat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa fi riwayatin, in another riwayat it comes, lamma ramal jamara wa nahara nusukahu wa halaqa. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam finished stone the shaitan, when he finished the pelting and he finished slaughter, in this hadith now it comes about him slaughtering, he finished slaughter wa halaqa, and then he completed the shaving. ناول الحلاق شقه الأيمن فحلقه. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave the right hand side of his head to the person shaving the hair first, and then he ثم دعا. After giving the right hand side, he called for Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu فأعطاه إياه. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had given the hair to Hazrat Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. ثم ناوله الشق الأيسر. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he gave the left hand side of his head. وقال إحلق. Then he said, now cut this hair, shave this hair of mine. فحلقه فأعطاه أبا طلحة. Then he gave the head Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. فقال اقسمه بين الناس. He told Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, take this thing now and distribute amongst the people. That give the people so that they can also benefit from the Mubarak hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today we start a new chapter. So that finishes off the chapter. Beautiful chapter on anything we do, that use something that is good, that is noble, make it a point of using the right hand. One important thing to teach the children is if we see them giving us something with the left hand, for example, then stop them immediately and tell them, when you give something, give it with the right hand. So they also get in the habit of giving something with the right hand. And we also make it a point, if by mistakenly we take out the left hand, pull it back quickly and give the right hand. So we learn that we only accept things with the right hand. This is part of etiquette, part of adab, that we do these type of things. So the children also learn, we also learn, it becomes part and parcel of our life. So they automatically, without us even thinking, that one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is part of us. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Tasmiyati fi awwalihi walhamdu fi akhirihi. The chapter of taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before meals and praising Him after meals. So this, although the taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this chapter is with regards to meals, but taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything is very, very virtuous. Approximately, there is approximately 104 Asmani kitabs, meaning kitabs that have been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The essence and the gist of all those kitabs are found in the Quran Sharif. All those kitabs, the gist and the essence of it is found in the Quran. And ulama go on to explain that the essence of the whole Quran Sharif is found in Surah Fatiha. Such a powerful surah, we read it in every salah, in every rakat. The essence of the whole Quran is found in Surah Fatiha. And the essence of the whole of Surah Fatiha is found in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Such a powerful thing. Imagine a person before he eats, before he does anything, he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a powerful dua we got. Won't there be some khair in it, some benefit, some barakat? So before we do anything, before we even start the car, we need Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before we open the house, before we open the shop, before we even, for example, a person is cooking, before they start cooking, they say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Anything you want to do, anything a person wants to do, he says that takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a long dua, it's not something that he has to take some time to learn, but immediately he can read this dua and he can take the benefit of so much just by Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, as we go, we'll see the different benefits of reading and taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عن عمر بن أبي سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سمي الله وكل بيمينك. As عمر بن أبي سلمة رضي الله عنه, he says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم told me, he was a young boy, he was the son of أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها. نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام had married أم سلمة رضي الله عنها, and she already had a son from أبو سلمة radiallahu anhu. He had passed away. So this was like his adopted child, so to speak. And now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is eating with this child. But despite that child being an adopted child, so much of love Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tells him and explains to him. In one hadith he comes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Ya Bunayya, that, oh my young boy, oh my young son. And then he tells him these words, Sammillah wa kul biyaminik, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and eat with your right hand. وَكُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكَ, and eat that which is closest to you. Ulama explained a few things from this hadith. One is the etiquette of eating, that a person takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he eats with his right hand, and he eats from that side that is closest to him. They explained that this is where there is one dish. Where there is a variety of dishes, then there is no problem if he takes something from the right, something from the left, something from more further away. But this is where there is one dish in front of him, then eat from the side that is closest to him, teaching us that even when we're eating also, we're not haphazard in the way we eat. There's some organization and discipline. We start eating from the side that is most closest to us. Number one. Number two is, as I said, we don't forget to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three is, a person uses that right hand when eating, not his left hand. So he's careful even about the hand that he eats. So here again, we learn a beautiful lesson that for anything that is clean and good, the right hand is used. Another lesson ulama explained from this hadith is the love that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach the child. He could have just told him that eat with the right hand. He explained to him nicely. First he told him, first Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam told him in one hadith is that, oh young man, oh young boy, making him feel nice. It's so nice, he makes him feel the child. He addresses him in a very respectable manner, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching him. Also the next lesson we learn from here is that the children are, whilst they in that young age, their minds are very receptive, they are listening, they are careful. What you tell them will remember for the rest of their life. So at that time with love and with respect and with adab, that is the time of teaching them, and immediately they learn. And the sahabi, remember, after many, many years, he's explaining that this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me. What an impact it had on him. That once I was eating with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is how he told me. And he related that hadith. And 1440 years have gone past. And today we are reading that incident of that young boy eating with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is that impact that love has and teaching has. That will be remembered for many years. And that person or that child will teach it to his children. He'll teach it to his family. He'll teach it to his students. He'll teach it to his friends. And who'll get the sawab of all that? That person, that old person, who maybe not learned also, or maybe knew very little. He just taught that young boy, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eat with your right hand, eat from that which is closest to you. That's all he taught him. But so much of sawab he'll be getting for every person that practices upon it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.